Caught in Gambling's Grip, Lisa Hoffman, by Bob Hugel. Lisa Hoffman of Moscow, Idaho, had long looked forward to turning 18. In her eyes and the world's, she would be an adult. Better still, she would finally be old enough to gamble legally in her state. Growing up, I'd hear that I'd get to go to casinos or play bingo for money when I turned 18, Lisa recalls. Lisa's mom and grandparents gambled. Her grandfather had once declared bankruptcy, in part because of gambling debts. Still, Lisa's family thought of gambling as an exciting and potentially profitable activity.
Let's see. It says here that Lisa's grandfather declared bankruptcy, partly because of his gambling debts. I know a debt is when you owe someone money, and I think that bankruptcy is a way of legally telling people or businesses that you have little or no money and can't pay back your debts to them. It's strange that the family still thinks gambling can be profitable, or in other words, make the money, after this happened to Lisa's grandfather. Let's keep reading. We're on the first line of the last paragraph, which starts, "So on the night of her 18th birthday..."
So on the night of her 18th birthday, Lisa and her boyfriend Rob drove to the Nez Perce Indian Reservation 30 miles from home. They strolled through the door of the Clearwater River Casino into a plain room filled with video game slot machines. Lights flashed.